Do you want some of my pomegranate kombucha?
Ooh, I love a kombucha.
Yeah, you want to take a swig of that?
Yes, please.
Don't worry, the disease cleared up last week.
Thank you.
Gank!
Hey, honey, I'm home. It's time for your pegging.
Has anything ever been so funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now. We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Hello, we are an Acquired Taste podcast, the podcast for people who often take vacations inside of a book.
Is that how you got through Thanksgiving, Kathleen?
That is indeed how I got through Thanksgiving. I was in the south of France.
Oh, yeah. What
book
was that?
World War One. It was The Nightingale by Krista Hanna.
I've not read.
It's an excellent read. I suggest it. I am Kathleen, and my co-host here is Bothany.
Hello, I am Bothany.
And we are an Acquired Taste podcast.
What's up? I have a kitten on my lap right now.
You do? He's kind of a sad kitty.
Yeah. This is Loki. Loki really, really wants it to be dinner time.
Aww.
But it is about an hour and 45 minutes away from dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to hold him. I'm going to swaddle him with my body.
Loki, I have a joke for you. You ready?
He's ready. Ready,
what
buddy?
Do kittens celebrate on December 25th?
What do they celebrate, buddy?
Meowy Christmas.
Meowy Christmas, buddy.
That is like the 10th time I've told that, and it won't be the last.
It's a good joke. I like it a lot.
Speaking of cats, my cat has an automatic feeder that I can control from my phone.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So if I'm away from the house for long periods of time, unexpectedly, I can drop her some dry food.
Yeah.
Well, that little biatch figured out how to press the button and feed herself.
Wait, there's a button on the feeder?
There's a button on the feeder. So if you're home, you can do it manually too. And she climbed on top of her feeder and pressed the freaking button.
Oh no. How fat is your cat now?
She's going to be very fat.
I also want to check in. So do you guys remember I told you last week about my new pet sitter and I was very concerned?
Yeah, we were afraid she was going to steal everything inside of your house.
Yeah, because she came in during her meet of the cats and she didn't leave for 10 minutes past when she left.
She was casing the joint.
So I was really nervous. But all of the pictures that she sent of the kittens were amazing.
Aww.
They seemed so chill, so happy. Nothing in my apartment was stolen. She did.
Or so you think.
Or so I think so far. But like everything looks great. She did such a good job. So I appreciate all of the thoughts and prayers that I'm assuming people were sending.
I mean, really for me, it's family, spiritual persons in the sky above.
Yeah.
Like God or something. Yeah. And then my cat sitter.
Yes. Yes. I know, because without your cat sitter, you can't leave.
Yes.
And cats are special and they have a lot. It was a page of instructions that I left for her.
It's your baby.
Because they're my babies.
Today is Cyber Monday and we just released our small business gift guide for 2018. And damn, we have some really talented listeners.
Yeah, it was a lot of, it's you guys and your businesses. And Kathleen said we did it. Kathleen did it. Kathleen is amazing with this kind of thing. And so Kathleen, on the podcast's behalf, put together this whole gift guide. So where can people find it?
People can find it on our Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast, or on our website with all the full details about where to find the products, acquiredtastepodcast.com.
Yeah, we want to support small businesses.
There's a Ryan Gosling dog handkerchief.
Yeah.
And it says, "Hey girl," with Ryan Gosling's face. I kind of want to get it for myself and wear it.
I have a friend who is adopting a dog and this may be what I have to get for their puppy.
Duh.
Yeah.
Hello.
Jeremy is adopted. Did you know Jeremy, my buddy, is adopting a dog? He adopted it from, he's saving it from a breeder, from like a puppy mill. And so the dog is very, very, very sick, but he's staying with it and like visiting it at the vet every day until the dog is better. So,
and we're releasing this podcast on Wednesday, but tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. So if you're looking for a place maybe to give $10, $15, find your local shelter and on Giving Tuesday, do your part.
Yeah, please. And if you're looking to get an animal, please adopt. And also, one more thing. A lot of people this time of year want to give pets as holiday gifts.
Don't do it.
Don't do it unless you know the person can actually care for that animal, because a puppy quickly becomes a dog.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times that dog gets turned into a shelter or left alone on the street and driven away. And that's even worse.
Animals need medical care.
Yeah.
They need to be spayed. They need to be neutered.
They're expensive.
Shots.
Yeah, so make sure that you're not just given a puppy because a puppy is cute.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving, Bethany?
It was amazing. I went home. I saw my sisters and my dad and my mom. And my nieces have turned into amazing little creatures. And so they are really into Harry Potter right now.
Yeah.
And I have never read Harry Potter, nor have I seen any of
the
movies.
Me neither.
High five.
Yes, we are Potter virgins.
Do people yell at you whenever you tell them this?
They do. And I say, well, I think I want to have kids one day, and I'm waiting until I have kids to experience it with them.
That's a better reason than I have.
Yeah.
I just never did it. So we decided to go to pottermore.whatever.com, co.uk, whatever.
No way.
To figure out like what house I am in,
yes,
and what my guide animal is and what my wand looks
You're
like.
You're speaking Greek to me right now.
I have to say, it's just like a really intense BuzzFeed quiz.
Yeah.
Like you answer these really abstract questions like, think of your favorite memory. Now,
if you're a pizza topping,
right. And then the questions are like, okay, think of your favorite memory. Now answer this question: faith or power? And then you just have to answer. And my like teeny tiny baby niece is answering these really intense adult questions without even pausing to think. She's amazing. Apparently I'm from the Ravenclaw house.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Yeah. And then my wand is like 13 and a half inches long. It has like
girl, you packing.
Thank you.
You packing that wand.
Like it has like a unicorn heart string in it. I think it's like really a loyal wand.
My wand has a unicorn heart string in it too.
How do you know?
And a little rabbit head. Sorry, Mom.
You're going to hell and you're a dirty
she
girl.
She doesn't know what that means anyway. Yeah. So.
Hey, Mama Kathleen, it's a sex joke. She made a sex joke. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was one of the best Thanksgivings that I can remember in a long time.
Why?
I picked up my little brother on the night before Thanksgiving and he came over.
This is Bert. Hot Bert.
No, we're not going to go there right now. And we just hung out and the next morning we drank mimosas and we watched the parade on mute. Because does anybody really need to watch the parade with the sound on?
No, unless it's a musical number that you're really interested in seeing. But like, otherwise, they're all lip syncing and you don't need to hear this history of each of the floats.
I did turn it on for the musical number from The Prom. It's this new show in New York. It's supposed to be very, very, very good. And I felt really bad because it was like 19 degrees here in New York City. And those performers are out there.
Yeah.
In tights and spaghetti strap dresses.
Yeah. It was the first same-sex kiss during the Thanksgiving parade.
Was it?
Yeah.
That is so amazing.
Isn't that great? Yeah. I know nothing about the musical.
Yeah.
But I just know it's about like these two girls.
Yes.
And they kiss in one of the songs and they kissed and like the camera was on them and there it was.
Yeah. I love that. I didn't realize that. It's because I muted it right after the performance was over and I turned my Christmas music back on.
Yeah. No, that's great. It's a great thing.
We just dropped pomegranate seeds inside of our champagne. And
ooh, what does that do?
That's just like, a little fun extra at the bottom. Yeah. And we did a lot of stress-free cooking and
that's good. We want to hear from you guys too, how your Thanksgiving was and how you coped with it, because it can be very fraught for a lot of people. But I hope it was good. I hope it was relaxing, and that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today is holidays. We're now fully in the holiday season, mm-hmm. and we want to know, we want tips, we want to give tips to you on how to survive it. We're gonna have some stories because you can't get away from it, so you might as well embrace it.
Nope. And it better freaking snow on Christmas or I'm taking a hostage. So this holiday season, I'm relying on Green Chef to keep my eating in check.
Yeah, because are you keto dieting?
I do the keto diet when I get my Green Chef meals delivered. And you know, on the weekends when you go to Christmas parties, I have zero self-control.
Yeah.
You know me. If there's brie, the brie is gone after I walk away from the snack table.
Mostly because you put the brie in your purse for later.
I do.
Like an old woman.
I love that Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that includes everything you need to easily cook delicious meals that you can feel good about.
Meal plans include paleo, vegan, vegetarian, keto, gluten-free, omnivore, and carnivore. So whatever you're into, they have you covered.
And you can switch it up at any time. If one week you want to do keto, the next week you want to do vegetarian, it's your choice.
Yeah. Green Chef is great. They think dinner should be planned around your life, not the other way around. So let Green Chef do the meal planning. They do the grocery shopping. They do most of the prep for you week after week. Oh. All you have to do is the fun stuff, putting it together and then taking a picture and posting it on Instagram and saying, I did this.
I made this Mediterranean steak salad the other day. It had seasoned beef and artichokes and roasted red peppers and almonds. It was freaking delicious.
And I had the vegetarian option because I'm vegetarian. And I made the spaghetti squash pasta. It had kale, mushrooms, sauteed onions, and sun-dried tomatoes. It was so unbelievably good. And I was shocked that I was able to do it.
When I'm eating Green Chef at home, because everything comes pre-measured and perfectly portioned, I feel like I'm eating at a gourmet restaurant.
Yeah, and Green Chef is your sous chef.
Yes, and the flavor profiles are unreal. Like, yeah. I've never had anything from Green Chef that I didn't like.
So for $50 off your first box of Green Chef, go to greenchef.us/taste. That's greenchef.us/taste to get $50 off your first box of Green Chef.
So if you're not familiar with kombucha, it's a fermented tea. I think it's applicable to this podcast because it's most certainly an acquired taste, as Bethany right now is pursing her lips and like not really sure what to think.
No, but I do like it. I just haven't had it in a while and I forget. It tastes a little like beer because it's fermented.
Yes.
But it's what you can use to just get a little bit of something in your stomach.
Well, you know when you've eaten too much the night before and you wake up and you don't feel hungry and your stomach kind of feels upset? I always use kombucha to sort of reset my system.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And it puts a lot of good probiotics in your gut.
Yeah, it's expensive. I only get it when it's on sale.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's like $3, $4, $5 a bottle.
You know, it's the rich people tea.
Whoa. It's so expensive.
Well, it feels like a treat to me.
Yes.
Like stopping to get a dessert somewhere. I'm like, ooh, I'm going to treat myself to a kombucha.
And it has a lot of caffeine in it, as my nutritionist told me.
It does, yes.
Because I was like, I've been drinking all this kombucha, and sometimes I feel like my jaw can't come unclenched, and I'm grinding my teeth a lot. She goes, that's because it has all the caffeine in it.
Oh, shoot.
Lots of caffeine. And I was just like drinking it like tea.
You know, in this lifetime, I don't want a lot of fancy cars. I don't want a lot of houses or vacation homes. I just want to be able to open up my fridge and have a full shelf dedicated to all different kinds of kombucha at my disposal.
Girl, you got to think bigger than that. You need like a full, like a beer tap system,
yes.
But instead of beer, it's just different heads that represent the different kombuchas.
I know that it's a restaurant that I want to eat at when I sit down and I look at the drink menu and they have kombucha on tap.
I've never been to a place that
really?
No, that has it on tap.
Oh, girlfriend, you got to dine with me.
Do you only go to Brooklyn?
I do.
Okay, that's right. There's in Brooklyn, you guys, there's a Walgreens, I think it's a Duane Reade, where you can refill your growlers of beer.
Stop it.
Truth.
No.
I think it's in Williamsburg.
No.
You can get your Band-Aids, you can get your prescriptions, and you can get your beer growler refilled.
I heard this commercial for this thing that's going on in Williamsburg. And if you're not from New York, Williamsburg is this section of Brooklyn right outside of Manhattan where it's known that the hipsters live there. Like,
it's
too cool.
Yeah.
Too cool for school.
And it's too expensive.
There's this thing going on there, this event where it's like food trucks and a DJ. And I've never, ever been attracted to anything involving a DJ before. Like, unless you're playing the Macarena at a wedding, because I freaking love to do the Macarena.
It's a good one.
And I kind of want to go to this because, I don't know.
There's a DJ, yeah.
It's like, and there's food trucks.
I just watched the episode of Bob's Burgers where they have a food truck and there's like a Tori Amos-like singer who's performing and she's singing a song called Oil Spill, but it's not about an oil spill. It's about her vagina. But yeah, anytime a DJ, like a lot of times in New York too, if there's like a big sale or a store opening, they'll have a DJ playing at the H&M or a DJ playing at the Sephora or a DJ playing at the, you know, wherever, Ulta.
Yeah,
it's
and you
very
walk in
strange.
And it's like, nts.
Yeah.
How do hipsters dance? I don't think I've ever seen a hipster dance before.
Oh, they don't. They
just
don't.
Like stay on the outskirts like middle school.
Yeah, they stand, they look around. They're very cool.
Like I only know how to sort of mock dance like the Jersey Shore on MTV where you beat up the beat. You like start your fist down low and you bring it up high. I only know how to do like the shopping cart. I don't know how to dance.
You just have to sort of like, it's hard to say because I think that I am amazing at dancing and then I see video of me and I'm like, oh no.
Oh my God.
I think you mostly have to act like you're interested in something else and just sort of kind of like bopping along, but you have better things to do. Like shop at Ulta, apparently, because that's where the DJ is.
Oh, do you think that they have dance classes for just club dancing for people who are not good at club dancing?
They have to.
That would make so much money in Brooklyn.
Let's look it up.
Let's start another small business together.
Okay, hold on.
But we can't teach it. We need to find professionals.
We're starting the call because we need the lessons. Hey, Siri. Are there dance classes for learning how to dance in a club?
Okay, I found this on the web for other dance classes for learning how to dance in a club.
Yes, there's one for men.
What?
Or maybe it's an article, but it's like how to improve your confidence on the dance floor.
Ooh, look at this. On YouTube, 3 simple dance moves for beginners.
Ooh.
It has 16 million views.
Oh.
The guy that's teaching has a name that I cannot even pronounce. Miron Kirakowski.
Welcome back to another tutorial. My name is Miron Kirakowski.
Oh, nailed it.
Today we're going to work on 3 moves, 3 basic moves. So if you're a beginner, this is perfect for you.
He's wearing khakis.
What?
Off, and like a white waffle shirt.
No, he's not.
Touch. Real simple.
Black high tops.
It's all about your attitude. It's all about bending your knees, giving that bounce, giving that flavor.
All right.
Okay, so simple.
What's
flavor.
He doing?
Flavor. It's about
1,
flavor.
2, 3. Four,
oh, he's
five,
literally just stepping
six,
to the side
seven,
and touching his
eight,
legs
ten.
Together.
So, I can do that.
You can do that.
Do this, and if they've never done it before,
is he in a gym? Like a dark gym?
Yes.
And their arms don't know what to do with their arms. So you want to loosen up the arms.
Loosen your arms.
As a beginner, maybe just clap.
Don't clap.
We can clap.
Don't clap.
Why not?
Because you're going to clap on 1 and 3.
So I'll just do 1 with a clap. 6, 7, 8. We're going 1, 2,
step,
three,
step and clap.
Four.
Step
don't clap.
Step and clap.
Please don't clap.
Step and
don't clap.
No, okay, I'm going to skip to the end. I want to see what his final move is. All right, let's put it all together. Let's put the combo together.
Okay.
6, 7,
okay.
8, go 1.
Step, clap.
Three,
oh,
knees are bent.
He's doing,
five,
you don't clap, you just kind of do like a cool
one,
guy arms.
Two, three.
Oh,
no,
you're snapping.
All of these moves are terrible.
He's putting his leg out.
Slide,
oh, he's pushing
slide,
it away. He's
slide,
he's sliding up. He's
slide.
Sliding down.
So three.
All right.
Six,
I'm not very good at describing dance moves. It's
can we link to this?
The lesson that I've learned today. Yes.
Because here's the problem. He looks amazing when he's stepping side to side.
Yeah.
And he looks amazing when he's clapping when he's stepping from side to side. But I am picturing the majority of the people I know who aren't good at dancing trying to do this, and it looks bad. In my head, it looks bad.
He's got that, how do you say in French, the je ne sais quoi of the club?
The I don't know what of the club.
That factor, that cool guy factor, which I'll never have.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, he's going to, yeah, we'll tweet that out. It's, yep. That's rough. So if you're not dancing for the holiday season, but you need some tips on how to get through it, or you have some goals for it, we tweeted out this morning kind of what we wanted you guys to tell us what your kind of goals for the holiday were.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we got some amazing responses from listeners. And this is something that we want to start doing with you guys more often. We're calling it voice notes.
Dun, 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 dun. Voice notes.
Jazz hands.
Let's get into our first voice note. This one is from Katie, and Katie's telling us what her goals are for the holiday season.
Hi, my name is Katie. I am from Connecticut. And this holiday season, I think I'm going to drink my calories instead of eating them.
Okay, I like that goal.
Hopefully I make it out alive. Pray for me.
We're praying.
Okay. All right. I like that, Katie. That's a doable goal from Katie.
I think it's also my goal. Next one is from Sydney. I just love the name Sydney. It's a cool girl name.
I wonder if that's where she was conceived.
Oh.
My name would then, what would your name be if you were named after where you were conceived?
Okay. Let's see. I'm born in March. I was conceived Memorial Day weekend. Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Really?
My name would be Pointy Plez.
Point Plez. I think I was conceived boringly on a in Eau Claire.
On a what?
On a,
don't
I mean,
stop
like,
there.
No, on a mattress. Like the thought of my parents on a mattress is just so gross to me. Like I just even that thought.
Maybe
I
they think, had a waterbed back
well,
then.
They did have a waterbed
oh,
back then.
Oh my
yes,
God.
They sure did.
I just can't get over the concept of a waterbed.
So bad for your back.
Why do people think that they're cool?
They're so bad for your back. I don't know why people thought waterbeds were a good idea, but my family absolutely had one. And the worst part was that if it was underfilled, there was like a hard rim around it.
Yes.
Because it had, so then you would roll over and like hurt yourself running into the side of the waterbed.
My aunt and uncle had one growing up, and whenever we flew to California to visit them, it was very exciting to like sit on their waterbed. It was a thing that we're very into as little kids.
Just thinking about it. And I remember when they would have to like clean the water because, you know, the water is just warm and there's nothing that it's not evaporating, so there's just mold. I'm
how do
guessing.
You do it if there's no bathroom nearby?
So just like a hose
out the window,
they would run a hose in and then they would fill up the waterbed I mean, just like, this is so stupid. It's so dumb.
So do you watch this show? You don't have TV anymore, but there's this program that's essentially for senior citizens. It's my favorite thing to watch on Sunday mornings. It's called CBS Sunday Morning.
I love CBS Sunday Morning.
And they just profiled last Sunday the guy who invented waterbeds.
Why? Did it hit an anniversary or something?
I can't remember exactly why.
What was he thinking?
But he very rich, and they're trying to make the waterbeds come back.
Sure.
And they interviewed all these people who have never, ever given up their waterbed. They still sleep on waterbeds to this day.
Those things have to be so slimy on the inside.
Oh, God.
Just there's no aeration.
No.
It's like a greenhouse.
Oh.
Can you imagine how they smell? They must smell.
If there are any taste buds out there who still sleep on waterbeds, can you just enlighten us as to why this is still happening?
Yeah. If you're 50 years old and still sleeping on a waterbed, send us a video of you on your waterbed and how bad your back is now.
Okay. All right. Back to Sydney's voice. No, we got a little
tribute. We got distracted by waterbeds.
Tributary there. Ah, you see my pun?
Hi-yo.
Water.
Hi, this is Sydney from upstate New York. And this holiday season, I'm sticking with the four P's. Proper planning prevents panic. But there's wine for that, too.
I don't live by that because I panic all the time and I don't plan.
I wonder what the fifth P would be. I'm thinking of something dirty. I'm not going to say it.
I'm thinking of Prozac.
Ooh, pine scent. Pine.
Okay, that's good. Liana is next. Liana keeping us posted on how she's going to get through the holidays.
Hi, this is Liana from New York. And this holiday season, I am going to walk a total of 50 miles to take advantage of my winter break and really get my body moving again and to feel at home in it.
Oh, Liana has a very nice voice.
50 miles? That's a lot to walk over holiday break.
But it's doable. 3 miles a day, every other day.
She's from New York. It's not going to be warm outside.
No, no. That's good. I think using your body is very important over the holidays and because you have to leave the house for some reason.
Yes.
Got to get away from everybody.
I always feel better when I get up, I take a shower, I like get myself some coffee and do like an errand.
Yeah.
As opposed to the days. And I know people are like, oh, I'm on the couch all day in my pajamas. I don't care what anybody says. You always feel better
yes.
when you get up and you leave the house and you do something small.
Yeah.
And yeah. brush your teeth, wash your face.
Yeah.
I hate the days when I don't leave the house.
It's why when you're unemployed, you get really depressed.
Yeah.
Because you're just on the couch and you feel useless and you're not doing anything. Your body has to move. My parents have, my mom and stepdad have like a elliptical machine in their basement.
Yeah.
And I forced myself to use it a couple times when I was home for Thanksgiving because I was just like, I feel sluggish with all of the food I've eaten.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about like, I want to try to lose weight. It was just about to keep my brain from getting really sad because
yes.
I just hadn't been moving very
and
much.
Just get your heart pumping a little bit.
Yeah.
Next to the couch, I've been keeping these exercise bands.
Yes.
Are you're familiar with
oh,
them?
Oh, yeah. They're great.
So I can do stretches while I'm watching TV.
Yeah.
Because elsewise, I wouldn't be doing any stretches. And I went to the mall on Black Friday.
Why?
And I know my brother likes to go. I don't know. I'm a sucker. I injured myself walking slowly.
How?
I don't know. I'm like having pain in my leg.
How
now.
Did you do that? Wait, what?
I know. So
where?
Just at the back of my leg, the back of my left leg. I injured myself walking freaking slowly. I can climb the Grand Canyon no problem with not even a scrape. I go to the mall and walk around slowly. I like walk into Free People looking for a freaking hat. And I pull a muscle. So
yeah, those bands are awesome. And then you can travel with them. So
keeping,
they're great.
Keeping them next to my couch.
Oh, okay. So next we have Julia. Julia is going to let us know what her goals are for the holiday season.
Hey, this is Julia from Ohio. My goal this holiday season is to have the Christmas tree down by Valentine's Day. Not my previous tradition of taking it down when my taxes were due in April.
That's good. That's a noble goal.
I'm afraid of fire, so I never leave my tree up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Do you have a fake tree?
I used to. I got rid of it when I moved because I think that it had been infested with cockroaches and I didn't want to worry.
No, yeah. Does that really happen?
Yeah, because it was just in a box. You know, it was like a smaller fake tree. So it was like on its side in a box in my storage unit at my old apartment. And every time I went in there, little cockroaches would like scurry.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't even want to deal with this. No. So I'm trying to decide this year if I'm going to get one or not.
Are you into the trees that are other colors, like white or pink or...
I like how they look in the magazine ads and like on Pinterest, but I don't know if I could commit to one color for the rest of my adult life.
Yeah.
I feel like getting a really large pink tree is a statement and then it's an expensive statement.
I erased my previous life goal of having a whole shelf of kombucha on my fridge. I just want a house big enough where I can have like the real family tree with all of the family ornaments. And then I want a decorative tree.
Yes.
Like one designer tree.
Yeah. Like that is only ornaments that go with it.
Yes. Or like each year it's a theme, like unicorn things are coming out of it or seashells.
I saw a bunch of decorative peacocks.
Okay. Peacock is beautiful.
That people will like perch on the edge of their tree branches. And I'm like, I want a peacock Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I absolutely want a peacock Christmas tree. But then you have all these ornaments that like mean something to you. What are you supposed to do with those?
It's my goal. I have a house big enough for two trees.
Yeah. That's a good goal. Or you just have two trees in one room and you're going to be so extra.
We get a real tree every year, but I always read that story sort of middle of December about the person whose house became infested with spiders because they took an outdoor tree into the house and then the eggs hatched and then there were spiders everywhere.
Oh God, I haven't heard that.
Did I just ruin anybody's holiday?
Horrifying.
Yeah.
So that's why you have to get a tree and then immediately set it on fire.
Tradition or cleanliness.
And they also say that real trees are better for the environment because you can mulch them and whatever. And they're specifically grown to be a Christmas tree. It's not like you're taking down trees from the forest versus fake trees, which what do you do?
It's plastic.
It's plastic.
And when it gets to be saggy and not so nice looking anymore, can you recycle them? Probably not.
I'm not really sure. That idea of the spiders hatching in my apartment is horrifying.
Yeah. So just a little holiday cheer for you there.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Meowy Christmas. Speaking of Christmas trees,
yes,
I would be so thrilled to get FabFitFun under my Christmas tree.
FabFitFun has this superpower where they anticipate what it is that I'm about to buy and then they send it in the FabFitFun box. This has happened to me several times. And this winter box, one of the options was a jade roller. I almost bought a jade roller, which is really expensive, but it was part of the FabFitFun box as one of their options.
It was sort of funny. I had a friend on Facebook who posted her FabFitFun winter box, like a video of her opening it and what was in it. I was like, damn it, she got her FabFitFun box. And then sure enough, my doorbell rings and it's the UPS guy downstairs and the box was for me. And it's like Christmas every day when FabFitFun comes.
FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box. It's delivered four times a year with full size fashion, beauty, home, fitness, and wellness products.
Basically everything you could ever want.
Yes, for just $49.99 a box. The products being full size makes such a difference. You're not getting like a two-use bottle of lotion. You're getting a full bottle of lotion, like
size of a baby,
the size of a baby's worth of lotion.
And you can customize your box in a couple of ways. You can choose add-ons, you can choose some of the products that go into your box, or you can just check off the box that says surprise me.
You love a surprise.
I love a good surprise,
especially when that surprise includes a jade roller.
Basically I covered my whole body in this coconut sugar body whip that they gave us last time,
and then
I wrapped myself in this like very soft throw blanket that came in the box.
That throw was so nice,
and I just breathed in my own scent of body whip.
I love that so many of their products are not tested on animals, so we know that it's a really good company. So sign up for FabFitFun today.
FabFitFun boxes make amazing gifts for the holidays, or if you just want to gift it to yourself, that's okay too. Use our code TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up to start getting your box for a life well lived. Use the promo code TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for $39.99. A steal. Go to FabFitFun.com and use the code TASTE to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. Are you excited to go ice skating this holiday season?
Do you know what? I haven't gone ice skating since I went on a date with the guy who made me go ice skating.
We are officially going on a podcast date, ice skating.
Yes. Okay. Can I tell you what happened with ice skating?
Yes.
Okay. So I was going on a date with this guy and he said, I'm not telling you where we're going, but you just need to bring socks.
Okay, yeah, I can understand that, right? Like thick socks.
And I was like, first of all, I don't like being told what. I don't like not being informed of what we're doing because I don't know what to wear.
What if he took you to like a foot fetish den where you had to model the socks to the tune of, I don't know, the Macarena.
Hot for teacher. No, I was actually more worried we were going to go bowling.
Okay.
Because I hate bowling.
Stop it. I love greasy bowling balls and greasy cheese fries and beers and music and the sound of knocking.
I don't understand why this has been decided that it's a fun event.
It's not fun. Okay, so this is when you're on a date and you go bowling, you have an excuse to touch each other.
But like, I didn't want to
do a little celebratory dance when you knock your pin down and you like grind up against your date and you're like,
okay,
yay,
I don't think that you grind up against your date. But I was like, this is our first date. I didn't know him terribly well. Okay. I didn't want to necessarily be grinding up against him or bowling. I was so mad. I went into the first date angry because I assumed we were going bowling. Okay, and I was like, how dare you?
But he didn't. He took you ice skating.
So he's like, we're going ice skating. So I hadn't ice skated since I was a little kid. And when I was a little kid, we just had a little pond back behind our yard. So it wasn't great. I don't remember being able to ice skate. I am amazing at ice skating.
That doesn't surprise me. You have all these long limbs.
I didn't know. I had no idea. We step out onto the ice and he, okay, so he used to play hockey and I knew that he was going to take us ice skating so that I had to cling to him,
yes,
right?
That's what boys who play hockey do.
Turns out I am so much better at ice skating than
Stop.
He was at the time. I don't know if that is still a thing, but I found myself like going really fast and like crossing over my legs to like go in a circle and I think it backfired severely on him, but he was really fun.
Oh man,
I loved ice skating.
Let's go ice skating right now in the rain.
Yeah, let's go. I think it's because I rollerbladed so much when rollerblading was a thing.
Yeah.
You are a huge ice skater. You and your husband Neil go a lot.
Neil is a hockey player. There are two rinks in New York that we like to go to. Woman's rink in Central Park.
Okay.
If you've ever seen the movie Serendipity, that's the rink where they lose the glove and, you know, John Cusack. You've never seen Serendipity.
Nope, I'm not. Can you tell by
God
the way I'm nodding?
Damn it, Bethany.
I don't like rom-coms.
It's John Cusack and Kate Beckinsale. They're shopping in New York at Bloomingdale's.
Yeah.
And there's only one last pair of cashmere gloves.
Uh-oh.
He wants it and she wants it and they buy it and they each get a glove. Blah, 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 blah.
That sounds dumb. Why would you...
I don't know.
Because
they
can't both use... Neither can use it.
It doesn't make any sense. It's just... It's a magical moment. Just trust me.
Why did they...
Trust me.
This is a dumb movie.
They go to Serendipity 3. There's like some hot chocolate involved. It's like a magical New York Christmas moment.
Okay.
Anyway, that's in Central Park. That's a great skating rink.
Okay.
And then there's another one here in the city in Bryant Park on 42nd Street.
Oh, yes.
And they do it up. There's like a big Christmas tree right next to the skating rink and you're surrounded by skyscrapers and at night all the lights are on in the office buildings. And then there's a Christmas village with like people selling gifts and there's a little bar. It's magical.
Bryant Park, if you are visiting New York, Bryant Park is my very favorite place in the city.
The only thing is, and I understand for safety purposes, but for Instagram purposes, it is not conducive for good photos.
Oh.
They don't let you take pictures while you're ice skating.
Why not?
You have to have somebody like set up outside the rink, like viewing you, watching you. And then that person can take your photo, but you can't have a phone on the ice.
I mean, it makes sense.
God,
people would be crashing into each other nonstop.
It's fun day. And you know, you like stop for hot chocolate. You take a break while they like, I don't know, clean the ice. What's that thing called? Zamboni?
A Zamboni.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Let's go on a podcast date to the ice skating rink.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. But here's my thing about, do you ever think about this? If you fall, what if somebody can't stop and you fall and your hand is on the ice and they run over your...
They slice your fingers off?
They slice your fingers off.
Yes. This is a good... And because they're sharp. They're blades.
I think about that all the time. So every time I fall when I'm ice skating, I like tuck my limbs in.
You tuck in
like
roll?
A little egg sliding across.
It has to happen in hockey. I'm sure there's a video on YouTube of the time that a hockey player got his fingers rolled over.
No, they wear gloves. I'm glad that I'm not the only sick person in the head who thinks about this.
No, I think that it has to have happened
before. If you're listening to this and you're missing a finger because somebody ice skated over your hand, can you contact us? Because I just
email
have a few
us.
Questions for you.
Email us with the subject line, no finger, ice skates, mishap.
I want to know how sharp the blade was. Was it a child? Was it a huge, like adult?
I mean, the issue is that it's not like a knife blade. It's like, you know, maybe a eighth of an inch wide, right?
Yeah.
And so it wouldn't necessarily go over the finger unless the person was going really fast.
If you can get a paper cut, I think a dull ice skate can cut someone's finger off.
I'm so curious. Let us know. Email us.
Cheerful conversation we're having here.
And acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com. Let us know. Have you ever lost a finger to an ice skate?
Should we listen to another holiday voice note?
Yes. This is from Jen.
Hi, this is Jen from Staten Island, New York. And this holiday season, I promised myself I will wrap each gift as I buy them instead of waiting for Christmas Eve and wrapping the whole bunch at once.
That's good. I like gift wrapping.
I think this is the smartest thing ever. Talk about reducing stress.
Yeah, and then you put them under your Christmas tree leading up to it and it looks great. That's great.
I have never lived in a household, like my mom, not me, not anybody, where the gifts are wrapped before Christmas Eve.
Are you serious?
No, it's a disorganization. It runs in the family.
I love gift wrapping. Is so much fun. It's one of my favorite things to do. It's an expression of art. It's like, because I don't just, I am unhappy throwing something in a bag with some tissue paper. I want to wrap it properly. I want to tie some ribbon around it. I want to like make a name tag that looks really pretty. I want to throw a decorative flower on top.
I'm pretty sure I have a name tag saved from you that you made me in years past.
Probably on brown paper.
Yes, it was beautiful.
I'll do it again.
I have all these goals, you know, like Martha Stewart, she like make stamps out of potatoes and like personalized stamps on these brown paper packages tied up in beautiful ribbon. And I have aspirations to be that person.
What keeps you from being that person?
Disorganization.
Yeah.
What usually happens is I get like a bunch of gift bags with some tissue paper and I toss it in there.
And sometimes
and
you have to.
I hope for the best.
Like sometimes it's an irregularly shaped gift. It cannot be helped. Like
that's true.
Right? So, but like if it's a book, I'm going to wrap that book.
And sometimes I give people bags that say like to Kathleen from so-and-so and I just pretend that this, and then I start yelling recycling. Yeah. I'm green. I don't know.
Gift giving karma dictates that you never write anyone's name on the bag itself. Never write anyone's name on the bag itself.
Yeah. Unless it's a tag that can be ripped off.
Yes, that's fine. That's fine. But don't write it on the bag itself.
Or like you can put like the name tag sticker on the tissue paper.
Yes.
Oh, I just came up with an idea. You know, like the little name tags that you buy in the grocery store or whatever for the presents. Use that to seal the tissue paper in the bag.
Kathleen, good.
I'm a genius.
Good.
Martha Stewart, I'll come work for you if you need me.
Kathleen, my goal for you this holiday season is to get a tick more organized. Can I out you for a second?
Yes.
Okay. You know Kathleen, gentle listener. She sounds like she has her life together. She always has like the most amazing outfits. She floated over to Kitchen Studio NYC today wearing this beautiful mustard like velour jacket. Stunning. Like she just always is Blake Lively level pulled together. But her purse does not have a wallet.
No.
Because all of her credit cards and money are just littered at the bottom. And she loses things all the time. And when she's trying to find a credit card, she just runs her fingers along the bottom of her purse until she pulls out a credit card shaped object.
Yes, I do.
And so I thought, okay, please don't be mad at me. So I thought that this was just going to extend to your purse.
It doesn't.
So we keep Kitchen Studio NYC in a suitcase, in a travel suitcase.
I knew this was gonna come bite me in the ass.
Because
I knew it
all fits in an away travel case.
God damn it!
And we had to. Kathleen needed the studio to do some technical stuff in her apartment.
I took the equipment home to test it out.
So she took the equipment home. Here's the suitcase.
Oh God! I knew you were gonna say this. I knew it one day. I knew
you guys,
it.
The suitcase comes back. I can't find anything. The cords are not even close to next to each other. This board is tucked upside down. All the knobs are everywhere. There are things missing. One of the microphone stands is just gone inexplicably.
Wait, we never found it?
Eventually. One of the knobs on the microphone is gone. Like in the bottom of this. You would have thought that someone picked everything up out of the suitcase, threw it in the air in celebration, and then caught it again in the suitcase.
The moment when I came back to your apartment after borrowing the equipment. And this is sort of the philosophy of my life in general. Just make it happen. So I threw everything back into the suitcase after using it. I mean, who cares if it's organized if everything is there?
Yeah, but it's so expensive that it's like,
you're right.
Oh my gosh. It was so, and I couldn't be mad because it's just who you are. Like, this is just how, and your life runs fine. Like, you keep your life together.
I really thought I did it. I knew that you were going to be displeased with the way I put everything back together. And I couldn't remember the way that you had done it.
Of course,
and I want to tell you, I tried with all my heart to organize the wires at and our podcasting equipment when I put it back into our suitcase.
I am so sorry.
I tried for with all my. I even put some plastic baggies in there.
You really did, and you cushioned things well. You really did. I'm so sorry. Now I feel bad because you look really sad, and I feel terrible.
This is why I go to therapy, because I live my life like what the bottom of my purse looks like.
But it's so surprising because you do, like, going back to the gift guide that you put together, it's beautiful. Like, the things you create are amazing.
I found a pair of underwear underneath my desk at work the other day. So there's that.
I'm not mad. Like, I don't mean to out you. I'm not mad. I'm more like so amused that it extends to all areas of your life, because it really was like a magical revelation of like, this is how things are.
You know, they say some of the most creative people just, they can never be organized. And yeah. I feel like I fit into that kind of
You are that person.
But I thank you from the bottom of my heart for accepting me the way I am.
Yes.
And if you could just write a memo to my husband about these feelings of acceptance,
yes,
it might make a huge difference in my marriage.
It's what plus it's an excuse for me to talk to Neil. And boy, do I like to talk to that husband of yours, because he's a dreamboat.
Oh God. At least somebody likes him. JK, I love you.
But it's sort of like why Steve Jobs wore the same black turtleneck all the time, right? Yeah. Because it freed up his brain to be brilliant in other ways.
Yeah. Michael Kors too.
Yeah. Yes, this is why, like, you just can't, the organization part of your brain is filled with other stuff and it's fine. And it's why I am in charge of like Kitchen Studio NYC, because my brain works like that.
Yes.
And it frees you up to do other things. I can't put together a shopping list. It would look terrible. It'd be like, it would be some Google results that I would just email out to people. Like, here's some Google results. You did this thing.
Thank you.
Sorry to out you.
I know I'm not alone. I know there are people listening out there that can identify with my my mess. My life is a mess. A beautiful mess. Isn't that a movie or a poem?
Just something.
A beautiful mess.
Google that.
Let's see.
No, your life, I really do kind of want to take a picture of the bottom of your purse, though. Can I?
Go through my purse right now. There's not a lot in there, unfortunately, but I have 3 tote bags that I brought with me, too.
All right, hold on. So Kathleen's bag is this gorgeous satchel.
Oh, it's Cambridge Satchel Company.
Monogrammed on the outside with her initials. I'm going to take a picture and we're going to post this on Instagram. This is what Kathleen's purse looks like on the inside. There's a CVS receipt.
Yeah.
And I can tell because it is 8 miles long.
CVS is like a whole damn tree.
Okay.
That's how I measure children with my CVS receipts.
You have some hand lotion shoved in there. You have an uncovered toothbrush.
Yes.
There's not even a protective cap to like make sure it doesn't have germs on it.
I went to the dentist last week.
You have a Powerball ticket.
Yes, I buy lotto tickets.
You have a receipt for home goods. Mm-hmm. Ooh, we got some stationery and some toys in it. You bought a baby.
I did. Yes, I did.
All right. You have some icebreaker sours. Kathleen, you have some money. Yes. Just some money.
Oh, that's a surprise to me.
Another receipt. You have another Powerball.
Oh, God.
No, by the way, I haven't found a wallet yet. Okay. Oh, here we go. 2 Metro cards and a Visa MasterCard.
Yes.
Just sitting in there.
Yep.
Willy-nilly.
Yep.
We have another receipt. We have a gift card. Oh, a glasses prescription.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
From Warby Parker.
Sunglasses. Oh, look. Here's a AAA card.
Yeah. That's a very good gift.
Another receipt.
Yep.
This one's from Tunes. What's Tunes?
I don't know.
Okay,
Tunes.
So a receipt to a place you don't remember going. Another Powerball.
Where's Tunes?
Here's another MasterCard in the bottom of her purse.
Oh, I went to Tunes in April of last year. Why is that receipt still in there?
Here's a plastic thing.
Oh, yeah. It's just that's garbage.
Okay, so some garbage. Uh-huh. We have a piece of a felt that broke off of something else.
Oh, it's a piece of a hanger. I don't know why that's in there.
Piece of a hanger. Yeah. We found a dime.
Ooh, I'm
we
rich.
Found a lip gloss.
Yes.
We found a phone charger. Uh-huh. Here is some toothpaste.
To go with my toothbrush.
Here is a sock.
Oh,
we found a sock, ladies. One
it's
sock.
It's not just any sock. What kind of sock is it?
It's a Bombas sock. But just one. Here's another. Here's a Visa. Here's your driver's license.
Oh, most days I leave my house without my driver's license.
Found another Visa.
Yep.
So how many credit cards is that now? 4 or 5?
Yes.
Here's a receipt from Sobsy's
produce. Here is a hair elastic.
I haven't been to Sub Season in a long time.
Some mints.
Oh, that was February of last year.
Okay. Now we're going into the front pocket of Kathleen's purse. Ugh. Here's just money. Just money.
Yeah, I got some money out yesterday.
Here's your pass card for California Cold Company.
Yep.
And another Metro card. Uh-huh. So that's three Metro cards. And last but not least, a penny. Kathleen, none of these things were in a wallet, guys. This was all just in the bottom of her purse. How have you not been robbed? Blind.
Because, Bethany, robbed blind. Look, I could just put it all in my purse and then I know what I have. It's not that much.
You have, I just don't understand. I don't understand how this doesn't stress you out. It's not even a judgment. It's just, it would stress me out.
No, it's not stressful. I understand my organization. I mean, I have cash for my coffee and my icebreaker sours for my bad breath. And I have a driver's license so I can drive my car. That's all I need.
And all of the... And all of these CVS receipts and taxi receipts and this receipt from Chit Chat Diner.
Yeah. Oh, that was
from November 23rd.
That was recently in Hackensack, New Jersey. There's a Chit Chat Diner. Man, ooh, it's the best diner in the world.
Three glasses of Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, that was all me.
All right.
That's where I went on Thanksgiving night by myself.
Oh, honey. Okay.
And Powerball tickets, which is my vice.
Got
Do you
to.
Have a vice?
What's my vice? I mean, yeah. I do.
Lotto tickets are like the one thing that I know my husband doesn't like. And when I go out to buy one, I'm like, oh, I just stretch my legs, take a walk around the block.
Yeah.
He knows I'm buying lotto tickets. Like, let's put this crap away.
Okay, I just want to organize it.
Listen.
I just want to organize it. And again, not out of judgment, just like out of my own stress.
# beautiful mess.
It's a beautiful, here's this, are we putting this broken hanger back in there?
Yeah, just put
okay.
it back in there.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and my one bomb is.
Where's the other one?
I'm looking for it.
We have a few more things. Should we keep those for next week? Because I feel like we've been going on for a really long time.
I feel like I've been to therapy and I've been outed.
I feel we will cut this part out if you want us to.
No, it's okay.
I don't mean to, I'm not outing you to like, I'm not trying to be passive aggressive because it's bothering me. It doesn't bother me. I find it so damn charming.
I want to leave it in. We're not going to edit this part out where you reveal my life's greatest weakness. Because everybody has a friend like me.
Yes.
Who's disorganized. Their car is a mess. They never show up on time. They love you dearly.
Yes.
But sometimes they have a spare sock in their purse for no reason at all.
Yes. And I feel like that is the group that this podcast is for.
Love that friend.
Yes.
Do not get mad at them when they say they're coming at 7:45 and it's 9:15 before they show up.
Oh, no, I'm mad at you now for that. If you did that, I'd be like, whatever date night we had planned, canceled. One of the things about the women in my family, like, you know, in the movie Practical Magic?
Yes.
The women in that family, anytime they loved a man, he died.
Yes.
Okay. In my family, if you're a woman, you're susceptible to UTIs.
Yeah.
Like, you get a lot of them. It's my family's curse. Not as sexy as Practical Magic. They wouldn't make a movie about all the women getting UTIs.
God, that movie is so good. I would watch the Practical Magic about UTIs.
It's just one of us every month is in the bathroom painfully urinating.
The witch doctor shows up and says, pee after intercourse.
So one thing that would make that movie stop before it even starts is Eucora.
Eucora was developed using the best research available in collaboration with a team of physicians. Eucora's unique formula targets bacteria and enables you to safely flush bacteria out of your urinary tract, stopping UTIs before they start. Listen, I just had a UTI last week.
Oh, honey.
It was my annual Thanksgiving UTI.
Yeah. Why didn't you pack some Eucora? That one's on you.
I should have. I went to my parents' house without it. You just mix it in with water and you drink it after you've had sex or you exercise or whenever you think that you might be at risk of getting a UTI. If you don't know what causes UTIs, Eucora has you covered on a day-to-day basis. And my favorite part is that it tastes like pink lemonade.
Yeah, it's not painful to drink. It doesn't taste bad. It tastes great. And by the way, you're not alone. Half of all women get UTIs and about 1 in 5 women struggle with recurring UTIs. That would be the name of the movie.
I'm raising my hand.
Recurring UTIs.
UTI starring Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman.
It's gonna be so good.
Let's write the screenplay right now.
It's writing itself.
But first, get Eucora and say goodbye to UTIs right now. Eucora is offering our listeners 30% off when you text TASTE, T-A-S-T-E, to 484848. Hurry up. This is a limited time offer. Text TASTE to 484848 to get 30% off your order of Eucora. Message and data rates may apply.
So if you have ways that you want to get through the holidays or goals that you have, please, please, we'll play more next week. So send us like a 10 to 15 second audio recording from your voice memo on your phone.
Yes.
Email it to anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com. We definitely want ideas and we just want to know what's going on with you.
I love hearing from our taste buds and hearing their voices on the podcast is just so cool to me.
And update on the berets.
Yeah.
They are going to be going on sale this week.
Yes, they are.
We just have to do some final back end stuff on our side.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do that.
I can't wait to post the photo because last week I pulled up. Bethany was waiting in a park for me and I pulled up my car and I brought out my selfie stick and we had an unabashedly did a selfie photo shoot.
It was like a drug deal. It was like, meet me in a park. So we met in a predestined park.
I didn't even turn my car off. I just kept it running and I ran over to you with my selfie stick and just took all these photos
and they were great.
Yes.
And when we were like, you were spinning, we took a picture. I mean, it was so fun.
People were looking at us, but you know what? YOLO.
Yeah. Yes, as we used to say in 2009, YOLO. Am I picking on you so much today?
I said YOLO to my friend yesterday because I was like, damn, I don't know how much is on my credit card. That shit's overdue. YOLO.
I love that you say YOLO. It's like if you follow that subreddit, I think it's just like, hey, fellow kids on Reddit.
It's what the kids say. No, I keep a note, a master note on my phone of things that millennials say.
Ooh, what else is on
your
master
list?
Haven't
you ever seen my list?
No. Wait.
It's because my job is to write a lot of stuff on social media.
Yeah.
And if I were to write everything in my voice, it would just be like hugs with a Z.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No,
but
I can't do that.
Millennials write. And I'm a millennial.
Yeah.
I'm not
you're not,
a millennial.
Not one.
Okay.
You're just not one.
This is my list of millennial sayings.
Okay.
My queen, fam, shook. And I'm yelling, ship, shippers, excuse me while I turn into a potato, slay, thirsty, literally my daddy, who is she, mom, dad, I'm bald, snatching wigs, slayed my wig off, I'm scalped, and then in parentheses, someone did so well that their wig fell off, critical, thirst trap, so much win, oh my god, no spaces, oh my god, no spaces, but my is spelled with an M-I, on your radar, TBH, screaming, finesse the situation, RN, slay on, two, spelled T-E-W, booty, instead of O's, they're peaches, peep the clap back, what the fresh hell, I'm gonna fall in deep L, that means you're gonna fall in love, NGL, that means not gonna lie, beat my face, coming in clutch, gag on the, and then underscore, gag equals joke, that's what notes to me, I'm gagging, and then in parentheses, perhaps over a nice outfit. That's in the context you would use.
Yes.
Humble brag, slim thick, JOMO. That's the joy of missing out. Head desk. You're so frustrated that you bang your head on your desk. DTR, define the relationship. Sus means suspicious. Snatched, when something looks really good. Stan, an obsessive fan.
Oh, yeah.
Boots, a term added to an end of a sentence to add emphasis. Weak sauce, receipts. That means proof. TFW, that feel when trill equals true plus real. Yes, comma, please, comma, clap, clap. I don't know what that means. Funny squad for life, baby. Low key with a space between low and key. Low key, no space. Low key, cute. Spaces in between. Rise underscore. So I don't know. I'm supposed to fill in the blank like rise, comma, underscore. Thought. THOT. That means
that hoe over there.
That hoe over there. OD. Spelled O-H-D-E-E, no spaces. That means overdoing. High key, gassed up. Gassed up means filling somebody's ego. Then you have also don't gas me up. Then you have the goat. Then you have the woat.
Is goat greatest of all time?
Yes, yeah, and okay. Woat is worst of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Thriving and surviving and chirp you back.
Wow, show me that. Wait, can you take? Oh, that's so long.
It's so long. So basically, I just look at like millennial Instagrams and take notes sometimes so I can sound more authentic.
That's incredible. Thank you for sharing that with the class.
Do I need to print this dictionary for like middle school and high school teachers so they can talk to their kids more efficiently?
Yes. I told my sister teaches high school English, and I told her to make a visual of things to do and things not to do. And I was like, the kids will love it if the thing that you're not supposed to do is that picture of Drake going, nah. And the thing you are supposed to do is Drake going, yeah. And she responded the same way, which makes me think she's not going to do it.
Oh, she should.
I think she should.
I'm going to give her my millennial sayings dictionary.
Yes. Not using the Oxford comma. Nah.
Nah.
Using the Oxford comma. Okay.
I can't. When you do the nah face, you really do look like Drake.
Nah. Kathleen.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what you learned this week?
No, okay. I have no idea.
Do you want me to go? Because I learned something.
Yes, you go.
So last year I didn't decorate for the holidays because A, I was so depressed. Yeah. So I just didn't.
Yeah.
But also my apartment doesn't really have a lot of outlets.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. You know, I am always looking for a place to plug my phone in when I come over.
Yeah, there's no outlet in my bathroom. There's no outlet in my bathroom. Not a one.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. Go look. There's not an outlet in my bathroom.
What the hell?
My apartment is like pre-electricity or something. There's just no outlets. So decorating for Christmas is tough if you want to put lights up.
Yeah.
These have been out for a long time, I guess, but I just discovered fairy lights. And fairy lights are the best. They are these. They're smaller than your traditional Christmas light.
Okay.
And they can be, you can use batteries instead of plugging them in.
No way.
And so like the lights on my banister and the lights on the garland are just fairy lights. You just put in batteries. You don't have to plug them into anything, which means that you don't have to have a cord trailing to the ground.
Are they connected by very thin copper wire?
Yep, super thin wire.
So I've seen them because the copper wire looks like rose gold.
Yes, yes. And they come in different colors too. Like I have just regular silver ones. They're super delicate. You can twist them around anything. All the lights come off in just like different strands. They're so pretty and they're so much easier to deal with.
Yeah.
Everything else.
And then, I'm always afraid of fire, like plugging 1,000 Christmas lights into a socket. And,
So you just buy yourself a bunch of batteries.
Wait, where did you get them?
So I bought some at Target. I bought some at like a Dollar Tree store.
Yeah.
There was like a surplus store. I just looked them up online. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them anywhere.
So if you Google fairy lights, it comes up.
Oh, fairy lights or fairy string lights.
Bethany's dresser right now looks so beautiful. She's got all of her, you know, little accoutrements. She's got like a reindeer. She's got all of her plants. And then nestled among all of her decorations on top of her wooden dresser are these fairy lights. Yeah. And when I came in before, the lights were down low and it was really peaceful in here.
Yeah, they're so delicate. And the nice thing too is because they're batteries, you can like tangle them up inside a vase and they don't have to be plugged into anything. They're just, I don't know, it just makes life so much easier than trying to find a million extension cords to plug all your lights into.
You know, I was listening to this interesting thing on, it's on NPR, TED Talk Radio Hour. So they were doing a show last week about finding joy.
Okay.
And one of the experts that they had on the show was talking about the Marie Kondo method of, you know, tidying up.
Yeah.
And how Marie Kondo wants you to look at an item and say, does this spark joy?
Yeah.
And the person went a little bit deeper on how what you surround yourself with, particularly in your house, affects your mood and your mental stability so much.
Dang.
So little things like this, especially this time of the year, I think this is tied into why people think the holidays are a magical time of the year because everything's decorated.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
And your environment and what's around you affects your mood.
That's a really, you're right. It's like everything is dazzling. Everything's cozy.
Yes.
And of course, we're all in a better mood.
So you know what, Bethany? If your fairy lights make you feel happy, why not keep them around all year?
That's a good point. I might. I love them.
You come in from a long day, the lights are low in your apartment, and then you just walk in and right across your railroad apartment, you see these beautiful fairy lights on your dresser, and you're like, this is my peaceful place.
That's a good point, Kathleen. Thank you. Finding things that spark joy. My family now uses that as a passive-aggressive way to say that I want something of yours. So I have this marigold-colored skirt, and my sister saw me in it for the first time, and she goes, huh. If you're ever bored with that, you just hand it over because it sparks joy.
Is that why I got a text message from you the other day? You said, if that jacket you were wearing today ever stops sparking joy, I'll take it.
Yes,
Yes, exactly. Let me know if it stops sparking joy. It's your jacket. Oh. What about you, Kathleen? Do you remember what you learned this week?
Yes. So what I learned this week is the best way to F with someone is with pregnant pauses.
Oh, explain.
Somebody was asking me to pass something at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Yeah.
And you just pretend like you don't hear them. It's my brother. He's like, can I have the rolls? And I just pretend like I don't hear. And then I look at him. And I start to talk. I'm like, and then you just leave a big, fat, pregnant pause.
Yeah.
And it just Fs with the other person.
Because they think that there's something you're not telling them.
Exactly.
I love it.
Bethany, go ahead and ask me a question.
Kathleen, are you excited about the rest of the week?
Actually, yeah, I have a lot of things on my schedule. I'm like going to buy some gifts for people. I'm really excited. It's going to be a good week.
What aren't you telling me?
I know, it right?
Sounds, it sounds very deceptive. I love it.
This holiday season,
mm-hmm.
just keep in mind,
mm-hmm.
pregnant pause.
The pregnant pause.
Mm-hmm.
Are you pregnant? No, actually, no, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not pregnant.
No.
What are you hiding from us?
Can you just send me that file that you have? Yeah, sure. I'll get it over to you right now. No problem.
So unnerving.
Right?
I'm going to put it into use. This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
I love it.
The breath is not funny. Okay, ready?
Please follow us on our socials.
Yes, you can find us on Twitter, Acquired Podcast.
Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast.
Email us at acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
And sometimes we like to get snail mail. So if that serves you, you can reach us at an Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
And on our personals, I'm Radio Bethany on Twitter, Miss Bethany Watson on everything else.
I am at Webgirl Kathleen on everything.
Anything else?
Yeah, send us your voice notes.
Yeah, we want to hear those. What you're doing this Christmas, what you're going to do to get through this holiday season.
I'm wrapping pregnant pauses for everybody.
Yeah.
Just like this. Bethany.
Uh-huh.